I was at a meeting one day. I was about to hold his phone there. And somebody says something. And one of them guys, they say, oh, that's old time. That's old time. Made me right mad. I say, you talking about old time? He said, yeah. I say, you know what old time is? I say, you'll never live to see old time. I said, I'm going to stop over there at Mr. Curette, at the Bunny's daddy. I said, I want to show you old time building. And you tell me about a new time. He didn't want to stop. So finally one day, somebody comes. I carry him in there. I know it's a dog. You know, it's the Bunny's son. Well, he's favor you too. Nice good boy. I said, come here, dog. I want to show you something. We went in that old kitchen. I said, you see this kitchen here? I said, I had a many plate of food there. He said, that was the kitchen. I said, that was the kitchen. And this is a little big in there. I said, I want to show you something else. I went to that old barn. You might think it's a joke. You could go in there. Then people dressed that lumber with ad. You know what an ad is? Saw, hand saw, seal, maybe about that big. And the way they cut them seal, and pit them seal, I was just looking, showing. And instead of a nail, they take a wooden peg, cypress peg, and drove it through them posts, them big thing, you know, giant. I said, that's been there better than 150 years. Look how sound that thing is. A piece of lumber, you mean that peg is. And then I showed him a nail. It's rusty, you just see the print of a nail, there's no nail there. But no stone never blew that building down. And also that house in front. But how many of these houses? And I know they have some terrible storm here. Now I don't know about a tornado, but it's still standing there. Over there to Mr. Joy, you know what they did there? You know, I used to whitewash that house. And she would tell me, Chook, she said, go through the attic and open that window on this side. Anybody can see that window there. But I was scared to go through. I was scared of snakes. Then she gave me a flashlight. I shined that light and went on through. You see them rafter this way up there? Them there pay. And they're this way, you know, on each side of the house. Now they got another piece, a piece of square wood, I don't know what it is, run from this side of this wall to this hook, you know, that's to keep it together. Mm-hmm. Now they got a willow pole that they went in the wood and got it, and they skinned that pole, you know, peeled. And they hung it in the shade and let it dry to cure it. And that, I bet you that thing up there now ain't rotten. So I asked, some old man was living. He said, any time you take a willow pole and cure it, you say, it's no rotten. And that thing was up there better than 100 years. That's no joke. And if you would see that house, I don't see how, just a tornado might pick it up and carry it away, but to tear it down like they do, that's no joke. I know it's a bell to Mr. Curette right now. One of them bells they used to ring for the people to go away way back, oh Lord, way back in the slavery time. That bell's still there. That's just the nicest sound that you ever hear. If they didn't take it down since I moved away from there. And I was asking,
it's still there, I saw it.
You seen it?
Yeah.
Well, that's the truth. That's right. And they had one on the next place, but I believe they done away with that bell. That bell was selling that bell. You could hear that bell way on.
Yeah.
That's old time.
Yeah, I saw it out there.
Well, it's that.
Now,
well, you see that little house right side of that bell?
Yeah.
They got a little house next to that land with the facing this way.